is Ask Me Another, Play From Home Edition, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and rubbing against a bare wall and pretending it's a person. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yep, this week we're not only viewing our homes as bunkers, but we're using the internet to play games with couples we know who are also stuck at home. So we're online right now with the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy, Andy Beckerman and Naomi Ekperigin. Okay, so you were saying earlier that, you know, a little healthy competition would be a good thing for your relationship right now.
Yeah.
Before going into this, knowing that you were playing a couple games, did you guys set up anything like, if you win, you have to clean up around here on day 36?
Andy really could have used that to his advantage. I mean, as of now, you know, he's the one who keeps this place looking decent. He keeps the trains running on time.
So wait, hold on. Now I'm Mussolini?
It was meant to be a compliment.
I feel like this is a strange Rorschach test for our relationship.
Don't embarrass us in front of company.
All right, so we have another game for you. It's called Patently Obvious. We're going to read you an excerpt from an actual U.S. patent for a common object or piece of technology, and you're going to tell us what device or piece of technology we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, let me give the first one a shot. Okay, Naomi, this 1866 patent for an improvement in velocipedes describes a machine that consists in the arrangement of two wheels, one directly in front of the other, combined with a mechanism for driving the wheels.
You mean a bicycle?
Bicycle!
Oh, I'm so excited. I got that.
So this patent was 1866. The first bicycle basically was seen in 1700s Paris and was known as the wooden horse.
That's like
the
intense.
Wooden horse.
So I gotta go hop on my wooden horse.
I'm doing a triathlon on my wooden horse.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, here's yours. This 1998 patent describes a document ranking method that is scalable and can be applied to extremely large databases such as the World Wide Web.
A search engine, like specifically Google, I guess?
Google, yeah, that's right. That's referring to the PageRank algorithm, of course.
Can you guys believe that Google won out to Ask Jeeves?
I mean, Ask Jeeves was much friendlier. It was a much friendlier vibe.
I can tell Jonathan's got butlers because he's got so many guitars on his wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of butlers. I have a guitar butler. I have a wall butler.
Well, I thought each guitar comes with a butler, right? There's like
right.
a different...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They... Sir, I've cleaned your level? Jazz master.
I've been talking with him over Zoom and I've seen one of them come in and just dust them. It's really weird.
Tune it to drop D and get out.
Tune it to drop D. Oh, Lord.
All right, Naomi. This patent from 1983 is for a spatial logical toy built up of a total of 18 toy elements forming a solid. 6 or 9 of those elements can be simultaneously rotated.
I don't know, but I'm just going to say Legos.
Okay, how about rotated? Did that help you? Rotated?
Oh, a Rubik's Cube.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Woo!
Indeed.
Woo!
Supposedly, no matter how messed up a Rubik's Cube is, you can solve it in 20 moves or less.
No.
Which I know, Jonathan Colton
I can solve
is very
too.
Good. Really?
Yeah, oh, you take off all the stickers.
Yeah, that's
and then put them back on in the right way.
So have you? Dumb.
I guess that counts as two moves.
That's the Kobayashi Maru of Rubik's cubes.
What?
Wow!
What is wrong with
wow.
reference?
Wait, was that a Star Trek reference?
That was. A if show I've barely seen. Why do I know that reference?
If anybody listening wants to airlift me out of here to their home, I will be at the window. I will be at the north-facing window.
All right, Andy. Filed in 1903, this patent is for a simple mechanism for removing snow, rain, and sleet from the glass in front of the motorman.
The motorman.
Yeah.
The glass in front of the motorman.
A D-list Marvel superhero. windshield wipers?
Yeah, that's right. Windshield wipers.
1903, yet no one has figured out how to make the speed right for light rain. You know, it's either like whiplashing or that just screeching sound. Well, guess what?
What?
It's a tie.
Yay!
We're perfectly suited for each other, Naomi.
You're
we won't
perfectly
get divorced.
Suited.
Our entire relationship hinged on this.
What a pleasure. Thanks for joining
us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank
your
you
hilarious self.
Genuinely an honor.
Brightening our afternoon. So,
this is so
have,
good.
Have a great rest of your month.
Slash year. Who knows?
Slash year. Slash see you in 2021.